welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service. Accidental or sudden deaths. Those can cause an awful lot of confusion, grief, guilt, all kinds of different feelings start rolling over you like a tsunami. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're doing that in our series. We have a trilogy that we're doing. And so if you've found this one, you should be able to find a couple more on this topic as well. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a sudden death, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning. We're going to be talking about suicide. And if you or a loved one might be contemplating suicide, please make sure that you call the National Suicide Hotline. That number is 1-800-273-8255. I'll say that one more time. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255, or you can also text 741-741. And you can get that to your loved one that might be contemplating suicide, or if you yourself are, please make those contacts. We're going to talk about what will happen when this heartbreaking event does take place and some of the things that's left to loved ones to make decisions about. You know, there's the planning of a funeral. You have obituary, yes or no. You have to figure out a location for your service if you're going to be having a service. There's a eulogy. Who do you notify? Because sometimes people, they feel like maybe they can't talk to different loved ones, but should we invite Aunt Susie? That might be too hard for her. There's all those questions that go along. Least of all is if we're going to have a service, who's going to officiate? So let's talk about that. First question that we've kind of buzzed through is, can a funeral still be held? Well, the answer is always yes. A funeral service can be held. Kind of the question that comes into mind, though, is should we have an open casket if that's what we're going to do? Should we have a viewing? Those kinds of things. And that's very personal. Some very personal questions. Like as in an accident, suicide is generally very sudden as well. And so there's going to be people that have unresolved things in their life that they're going to or want to get resolved. I was talking recently to somebody that had experienced suicide, and they made the comment, why? And that answer is never really going to be, that question is never really going to be answered because it's really only going to be speculation. And to be honest, it's a hard thing to do because you need to work through that and resolve. Each person has to resolve it in a very personal level. And I would highly suggest maybe having some professional counseling because that is one of those things that's going to be with you the rest of your life and you need to learn how to be comfortable with that question. But back to the question of a funeral, yes, a funeral can always be held. And yes, it will be healing, and everyone's going to react differently. There will be some people that come in and express anger. There'll be some come in and express deep remorse and grief. But that is the place, the funeral is the place that has been designed to be able to kind of hold all of those feelings and be able to try to help people work through it. Burial, cremation, again, that's a very personal question. Depending on the type of death that was chosen for the suicide, work with your professional funeral director and they can help guide you. There are times when a viewing can be done and it can be done with very minimal preparation because everybody has these really difficult images in their mind as to maybe what took place if they weren't there. And I can't tell you how many people told me afterwards, thank you, because they had this image in their mind because of the type of death that was chosen. And, you know, you watch TV and sometimes you see all of these images on TV, and that may not be the case because TV is designed for drama. In reality, drama is very minimal. And so check with your funeral director and ask the questions and ask them to be honest and blunt with you. Most funeral directors that have been around for a while have learned how to be very direct and be very specific so that that way families can make good choices. And that talks about the viewing and a burial or cremation. And the burial or cremation is really just up to the family, what they want to do. It might be a cost. It might be religious beliefs. The family can make that decision. Let's talk about what happens if the particular religion does not want to or cannot be involved in the funeral service. Work again with your funeral professional. There are celebrants. There are options. Sometimes it might be what would be considered a sin, and so the religion that is being practiced refuses to be involved. That's the religion's choice. That's the family's choice of what they want to do. If you're not the legal next of kin, just move on with it. Because you can express your opinion, but the legal next of kin is the one that has to make that difficult decision. So really help and support that legal next of kin the best you can, because they're going through a very difficult situation. Don't add to the problems. Be part of the solution and be supportive, please. A celebrant is a great option. A family member can officiate. You know, for thousands and thousands of years, families buried their own loved ones themselves on their own property. You can always go back and do something similar. So check and see if there might be a... There's also groups and societies out there that can help step in and help you with having a service. Great suggestion is to have photos of the decedent when they were happy at the service. Especially if you're having a memorial service, you can have an urn present, you can have lots of photos, you can have videos done. That actually will help with the healing process. People can see that person when they were happy. It's okay to go slow. If you select cremation, I tell families that once they've selected cremation, they can slow down, take some breaths, take their time, because you've taken the situation off of the table where you're dealing with a body. You're not having to deal with an entire body, trying to figure out where to move them, where to go, trying to find a plot. Once you do a cremation, you can literally take a deep breath and slow down, because you're not dealing with a timeline of trying to figure out what to do with an entire body. Work with families. You know, with this pandemic, we've all learned something called Zoom. And so get on a Zoom call with other family members. Talk through them. You know, it's a nice way to communicate with the, especially if there's a lot of brothers and sisters or, you know, family members that need to be involved. You can get on a big Zoom call and everybody can talk. And that also helps start this healing process as well. Remember, every funeral is personal, just as the loved one is. Take your time, outdoor, indoor, graveside, scatterings, make it very personal, and that will help as well. And if you've got any questions, please make sure that you can get a hold of us. You're welcome to drop us a line at info@batemanpacificview.com. And thank you for listening.
Well, we have reached that time in our podcast where we take a time and we take a moment and we remember all the families that are experiencing a loss, and we light a virtual candle in their memory. Let's take a moment. This has been The Last Track. I'm Brian Norris. You can find out more about Bateman Funeral Home at our website at batemanpacificview.com. You can visit us on our website, and you can also leave us messages there, or you can visit us on Facebook. If you have any feedback or any questions about today's episode, you're welcome to call us at 541-265-2751, or you can send us an email at info@batemanpacificview.com. We would love to hear from you.
And thank you very much for joining us today, and make sure that you follow our page to hear more from us.
Make sure to listen to our other two podcasts in this trilogy. Thank you for listening.